Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line with us now on our Oakland Heart Talk and Text line, the guy that broke the story yesterday on Ed Ogeron, and he covered LSU and Ed Ogeron for a long period of time in Baton Rouge, Ross Dellinger. Ross, thanks so much for taking some time out this afternoon. Broke that story on Sports Illustrated yesterday. Ross, it really wasn't a surprise to anybody. You could kind of almost – it's not like looking into the water. The tsunami is coming. It's just, when is it going to hit? And to do the deal now, I think it caught maybe some people by surprise. Why do it now? But kind of give some of the insights of what you've seen on exactly how this deal broke down between LSU and Coach O.
Yeah, well, like you said, it probably wasn't too surprising that this was going to happen, that Ed Ogeron was not going to return to 2022. You kind of figured that after the UCLA game. You just kind of figured, you saw that team out there. You felt kind of the rumblings. You probably knew that a Pac-12 team, if you lose a Pac-12 team like you did, you probably weren't going to win eight games in the SEC with your schedule. And that was what he probably at least needed to do, at the very least. And then it got, kind of got bad from there. And last Sunday, after the Kentucky game, going up and getting manhandled by Kentucky, a game at which all of the LSU Board of Supervisors were in attendance. That was their, oddly enough, just coincidentally, that was their game that they chose to all attend. They choose one road game every year, so all the LSU Board of Supervisors, school president, everybody was up there, and LSU just got dominated, And the Sunday after that game, Scott Woodward told Ed Ogeron he would not be the coach in 2022. And then I think several days of settlement negotiation type talks went on. And it kind of sounded like they might have wanted to announce something maybe even before the Florida game, but maybe it just didn't get to that point. But everything was, completely finalized on Sunday. But it was an unusual situation, certainly a unique week where a coach was coaching a game, right, having been told the week before in private that he was not going to return for the next season. But this sport of college football produces some of the oddest stories, and LSU itself produces some unique stories. The university and the things that go on there sometimes it never ceased to amaze me. But like you said, it was a kind of a long time coming. You could just kind of feel that this was probably going to happen after the UCLA game.
Now, Ross, even before that, when you look at the groundwork that was laid, to me, the bottom line, are you winning or are you losing? But I look at the COVID season, and then what happened with George Floyd and all that situation. It just seems like the internal cultural issues came into play a few weeks before the 2020 season. That all of a sudden Coach O, whoever controls that scenario, whatever. But, he's apolitical. I don't know. I love the Republicans. I love the Democrats. I love everybody. And he went on Fox News after being pressed multiple times. He said, I love President Trump. So to me, he said, I love Governor Edwards in Louisiana, who's a Democrat. So to me, when I look at that and the team and how it's constructed, whether it's major college football or the NFL, that a large portion of the locker room was upset by that, with the black players hearing their coach saying he loves a president whom they perceive as touting racist policies and beliefs. So to me, I know if your team doesn't, your players don't have your back, it's kind of heading in the wrong direction. And to me, that's where it all started. Because all that other stuff, what you're doing off the field, if you're taking pictures with girls and all that. Look, Rick Pitino, Urban Meyer, I can name a bunch of coaches. Are you winning or are you losing? When you're losing, that's magnified. When you're winning, it's kind of under the rug. You understand the point I'm making? To me, that's where it started. All of a sudden, not having maybe that relationship with the players, when that started occurring right before the 2020 season.
Yeah, Ed Orgeron wasn't fired because of his romantic life, or his personal life. I don't think that really had much to do with it. Was it, as you mentioned, when you're losing, that stuff is magnifying a little more, and you are criticized a little more about it. But when you're winning, it really doesn't matter. What you have to look at, and Scott Woodward said this last night in the news conference, it is about wins and losses. If LSU was 6-1 or 7-0, we wouldn't be talking about this right now.
Right.
Orgeron would still be the coach of LSU. But, because they're sitting at 4-3 and they've obviously played some sloppy games, and you look at, you want to explain the losses on the field. And I think in order to do that, you do look to things off the field, but not necessarily, personal romantic life. I think you kind of hit on it in something I wrote about yesterday. It's what happened last summer. Kind of started
yes.
a lot of this. It was COVID and into the social injustice stuff in the March that day.
Yep.
I think it was August, mid-August, August 28th or something. And a lot of people around the program say, in a lot of ways, that's where he lost a lot of the team. It was mishandled, and it was poorly handled by him.
So Ross, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Why can Nick Saban handle that? Or because all teams were dealing with this, does he have the right people around him advising him? Because coaches got so much on their plates and what they're dealing with. I mean, to me, an old guy like Saban being able to handle this situation and circumstance where he's marching with the players from the get-go, why didn't Coach O have that right-hand man to be able to guide him to do the same thing?
Ross, I told this to Bobby. This is a self-inflicted wound, because when you win the national championship, I think you get sort of self-inflated about, man, I'm almost infallible with this. I think the issues started when people around him, because you don't know everything about everything. And that's the one great thing about Nick. He's got people that can come tell him at different times. He goes to different people to get advice. I think here what you saw was almost like they let the coach just sort of walk himself. That's a self-inflicted wound. In essence, you didn't put the right people in place to say, Ed, you got to handle this in this manner. Ed, you got to do it this way. Ed, this is not a good look to do. Now, again, it's his decision on putting those people in place. I think after the national championship season, that's where it fell apart. That was the original part of it, and we felt the after effects of it in the summer.
Well, Ross, like Mike's saying, I think you might agree with this, is the 21st century. You can't be old school. Hell, we have practice. Get your behind out there and practice. I don't care what's going on, this or that. You're not in a vacuum. That I think some old school and the way we all raise sometimes that you think like, no, we got freaking practice. Get to practice. But someone needs to tell them, no, this is a different time, a different circumstance.
And let me explain it to you.
Yes.
But he got a bunch of people patting him on the back. And
that's
yes,
when you needed to be. All of a sudden.
But he put him there.
And all with the players together. I think that's where it all started, I think.
Well, what do they say? You're only as good as the people around you, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Head coach, you're only as good as your assistant coaches and things like that. And so, I mean, I had heard, more specifics about that story with that earlier in the day, a player had notified Ed Orgeron that they would be skipping practice and marching. And I don't think that was received well by the coach. And then later on, when the march actually happened, he was called by another player who told. And then it kind of took Scott Woodward, from what I understand, to go to the drive to the football building, get him, and they both drove to the president's office where the team was marching. And, yeah, that's where it started. But, look, that wasn't the only incident that kind of started the culture inside the program. But there were a lot of things.
Ross, that makes the players don't have the coaches back because it's 75% African-American. See, all this other thing, all the other same on the field, that's different. This is you players got to have your back. Come on. When they're going to look upon you, they got to have your back. Now Ross, the other thing I wanted to ask you, because to me, people ask me, if all these other things are going on, why are they paying Coach O $17 million? Wouldn't that be maybe a case in point because of what he's involved in? That they don't have to honor his contract. I said, I can tell you one thing. Coach O likes money like I do. And he knows
I can attest to that.
I'm going to challenge you because what is mine is mine. And then LSU wanted to keep a few skeletons in the closet and something not get exposed in the future if there would have been a battle there.
Well, I think you're on to something there for sure.
Yep.
In Ed Orgeron, I mentioned the news conference yesterday. I think somebody asked him about a conversation with his mother, Coco, and he said, I'm going to not tell y'all everything she said, but one thing she did say was, get that money. And I think Ed Orgeron, you have to go back, probably talked about money four times, I think, during that news conference.
Sure did.
He was going to get what he was owed, and I know a lot of fans think he shouldn't, but here's where I'll tell you why he did. And you mentioned skeletons in the closet. I think that was definitely part of it, because it does get ugly when a school fires for cause or tries to negotiate down. You a lot of times go to court and a lot of things get exposed that both sides probably don't want to be exposed. And in the end, schools normally lose. They just do. They normally lose. And coaches usually win, and schools spend more money on lawyer fees sometimes they have to eventually pay the coaches. So a lot of times it's just easy to just write a check, get it over with, and move forward.
Yep.
Ross, I think in this coaching search, I think everybody's saying, listen, this is a Scott Woodard hire 100%, but I don't think that's the issue. I think William Tate now coming in
has a lot of stroke.
As the new president at LSU, he is going to have some say in this, and I think some major say, because now the head football coach, no matter how you like it or don't, he becomes the face of the school. And I think William Tate feels as though I'm going to make a statement here, and my feeling is Mr. Tate will have great say on who becomes the next football coach at LSU.
And not only, Ross, do we have the first African-American president at LSU, he have the first African-American coach. Now, they qualified. I don't care if you're white, black, Asian, whatever it might be. The most qualified guy gets the job when you evaluate everything. But I'll tell you, this could be a case in point where LSU's at right now with their program, that it would not surprise me if everything's even, that you have an African-American coach at LSU for the first time ever.
Well, y'all onto some inside information, aren't y'all? Look at that,
It don't happen always.
I think y'all are on to something again. I think that the new president, Tate, first, as you mentioned, black president at LSU, is going to be influential. He has been integral in athletics, from what I understand, in his previous stop, especially the last one in South Carolina. So I think he's integral in this one, and I know that he was involved in the football situation over the last few days. And I assume he's going to be involved in the football situation going forward. You guys know how LSU works, how political it is. It's the most
political place
I've ever experienced, probably the most political university in the country. There's a lot of cooks in the kitchen. However, I think
that's a great point, Ross.
And he's right.
Scott Woodward has proven right that he can make good hires, and this is his strength in a lot of ways. So I hope the cooks can kind of clear out the way a little bit and kind of let Scott cook a little bit.
Ross, thanks so much for joining us tonight. We got to take a quick break, but man, we really appreciate it. Great job in breaking down that story and kind of tell everybody how the money breaks down, because for a lot of people, they think like ads, all of a sudden they're going to cut him a check for $17 million. But that's not quite the case, but, and you had the rundown of it.
But Ross, what he won the lottery in early December, right? He got a $5 million
yeah,
check?
Right.
Like,
yeah,
what?
That's right.
Come on. That's my old roommate. They ain't feeling sorry for him. $5 million? What? Come on. You hit the lottery.
18 installments. It's been split over. And the first installment is December 15th in 2 months, basically, and it's $5.6 million. And then he gets roughly $500,000 to $1 million every about 3 months, basically. He gets that for the next 4 years.
Is that a word about getting a basic hamburger? You can get a triple. He get a triple from Wendy's. He ain't gonna worry about
that. Ross,
a lot of
I do think
on the bayou you can buy.
Yeah, and Ross, I do think you will see him on a television screen come next fall.
I agree. I think TV is
in his future. Ross, thanks so much for joining us tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Ross.
All right, guys. See y'all.
Ross Dellinger does an unbelievable job. He covered LSU for a long period of time.
A lot of wisdom there.
Now working for Sports Illustrated. We'll be back to finish it up here on Second Guess.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.